WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the number of positive COVID cases in New Jersey has jumped nearly 200% from a month ago. The rate of transmission is the highest it's been since November, and hospitalizations related to COVID are steadily increasing, all of it being blamed on the highly transmissible Delta variant, which is largely circulating among the unvaccinated. However, it's also been detected in those considered fully vaccinated. After being shut down and then deserted for much of the pandemic, hotels in Jersey are open once again. But Dana Lancelotti of the State Restaurant and Hospitality Association says they need financial assistance in order to survive.
Incentives to get that part of our economic engine moving again.
She adds hotels play a vital role in supporting tourism in Jersey, and lawmakers and the governor must help them. The four-hour opening ceremony of the pandemic-delayed Summer Olympics happens this morning in Tokyo. First Lady Jill Biden among the 900 dignitaries at the stadium with zero fans in attendance. The games are going on despite the pandemic. And back in Jersey, the city of Trenton has unveiled a banner of Olympian Thing Mu, who is from the Garden State's capital, and who is representing the U.S. in the 800-meter dash, which will hang at City Hall for the duration of the Games. Congressman Chris Smith and Albie Osiris have introduced the Passport Emergency Extension Act of 2021, which would require the U.S. Secretary of State to establish an expedited procedure to renew or extend the period of validity for all U.S. passports that expire during COVID or before March 31st, 2022. Smith has successfully expedited passport renewals for 375 constituents, including 125 since June, who otherwise would not have received their passport in time to travel. A bill signed into law Thursday requires the state to tally up all the lead water service lines in the state and replace them within a decade. Bloomfield Mayor Michael Venezia says his township has replaced more than 200 so far, but has roughly 1,000 more to do over the next 5 years.
This legislation is extremely important to us as it helps communities like Bloomfield achieve that goal of getting done faster.
Lead service lines are most common in older municipalities, with an estimated 350,000 statewide. Replacing them is expected to cost more than $2 billion. Canadians love Cape May, and for generations, they have flocked to the Victorian-style touristy town for summer getaways, but not last year during the pandemic, and not this year either, because the U.S.-Canadian border remains closed. The Press of Atlantic City says there's been a lot of disappointment among tourism businesses and local officials who say millions in tourism dollars are being lost for the second year in a row. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How's the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Steve Travalese.
Steve, I've been following you for years. This is the first time I've actually had a chance to talk to you. What an honor.
Oh, dude, it's an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Steve Travalese.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
Travis. Well, I've got some trouble on the Garden State Parkway, southbound south of 145. One left lane shut for an accident there. Costs us 10 to 15 minutes. Elsewhere on the Parkway, southbound south of 123, the express lane. Seeing some construction work. Take the locals. Better ride. You'll save yourself 5 to 10 extra minutes. Also still seeing a crash on 295 southbound south of exit 25 in Westville. One right lane there is closed. Elsewhere on 287 southbound south of exit 52, we have a right lane block for yet some more pothole repairs and construction work ongoing. And a little bit slow on the turnpike, southbound heading down to the Delaware Memorial Bridge, seeing about a mile of volume there. On the ramp, north and southbound of 15W to 508 for a water main break in Kearney. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 1018. I'm Tim Bonomo on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic made possible by IEC. Your electric education begins at the New Jersey IEC Training Center with an interactive experience in a local state-of-the-art lab. Students earn while they learn and graduate debt-free with college credits. Go to myelectriccareer.com to start your electric career now.
All Jersey, all the time.
Love your station. Listen all day long.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. This is a case of if you like yesterday's not humid weather, you're going to be a fan of today's forecast too. Mostly sunny, dry, and just plain beautiful across New Jersey. High temperatures in the lower 80s for the most part, and it'll be comfortable again tonight, clear and calm, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, humidity does ramp up a little bit. You'll feel it in the afternoon. Highs lower to mid 80s. Lots of sun tomorrow. Some clouds build late day. There will be a chance of showers, but not until tomorrow evening. Sunday is going to turn more summerish, more unsettled. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms around early and late on Sunday. It'll be cloudier, hotter, and even more humid. Highs on Sunday, mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Thank you, Dan. Right now, in Neptune, it's 74, Newark 75, North Plainfield 76. Weather made possible by New Jersey Lottery. Tired of sitting in traffic? Imagine if you won the $174 million Powerball jackpot. You could just take your private jet everywhere or fund the creation of a teleportation device. After all, anything could happen in Jersey.
New Jersey 101.